Conservative, stimulating, entertaining. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Little Aerosmith here at 8 minutes to 9 o'clock. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You know what I love? I love news media people who used to work for liberal interest groups or liberal members of Congress, insisting that there is no liberal media bias. NBC's Chuck Todd was the latest to do that on the Morning Joe show the other day. It did not miss the eyes and the very insightful grasp of Greg Gutfeld.
So Chuck Todd, a guy so adorable, he has two first names, doesn't believe there's liberal bias in the media. I can only respond by saying, I don't believe there is a Chuck Todd. Here he explains why righties don't do talk shows.
I think that the mythology of the big bad non-conservative media has gotten into some offices, and so that there's this fear of, oh, we can't do anything that's not. It's sort of this, and I feel like it's a mythology that now younger staffers believe, and then it infuses, and then these guys, they actually believe the spin that's out there. Oh my God, that's what the mainstream media does. They do anything to disrupt the conservative agenda. The mythology of that the media is out to get conservatives is believed among more and more actual staffers.
Nice goatee. All right, look, denying media bias at this point has to be like denying science. You're worse than a flat earther. You're a no-earther. Because if you don't believe in media bias, what else do you believe in? That men once rode dinosaurs? That Bill Maher is edgy? In order to deny media bias, you got to deny studies of voting practices of journalists which reveal liberal purity, the frothy leftism of the journalistic launching pad that is the Leafy Campus, the scandals where journalists conspired to smear righties as racists. That journalistic whistleblowing is always left on right, and it's never the reverse. See Benghazi as opposed to Plame. The threesome that occurs whenever a lefty shows up on 60 Minutes. But I guess if you believe in an objective media, you'll believe in anything. Like a whistle is better than a gun. Redistribution beats opportunity. Black conservatives are Uncle Toms and female conservatives are scolds. That being born white is racist. That tolerance requires calling terror workplace violence. That our country's energy can be found in Griffin lint. That the Tea Party is more harmful than drug lords. That Occupy Wall Streeters were cuddly Muppets. That choice matters before birth, not after. That a border is selfish. That every tenet of the left hasn't saddled most young Americans with a toxic notion of entitlement without achievement, drowning in disposable culture as China rifles through our wallets and our hard drives. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to miss media bias. To quote Madge from Palmolive, you don't see it, my dear, because you're soaking in it.
Nice. I like how Gutfeld... like how he rounds that out.
I want to trademark that for Gutfeld and get him some money because I think that's the Chuck Todd chuckle.
Okay, by the way, before we get out of here, no secret that the post office is broke. That's why you're not going to have Saturday delivery of your mail. But they're trying to find new revenue streams to cover the bills here. This, however, might be a little bit of a reach.
The cash-strapped United States Postal Service has announced plans to launch, get this, a new line of all-weather apparel and accessories next year. They're going to send it in premium department stores. It's called Rain, Heat, and Snow.
Yeah, because who knows weather
name.
Like they do?
Sure.
Right?
So you can get the Postal Service gear.
Get the shorts.
Yeah, if you want the shorts or the hat, it's up to you. I don't know if you can get that stuff, but it's not going to plug the hole in the budget.
No.
Hey, why not?
My favorite part of that story, be sold at premium stores.
Nothing that says premium quite like USPS, huh?
You know, I've often told my mailman, I said, you know, where'd he get that spiffy looking outfit? And do you think there's a knockoff somewhere that I can maybe buy?
Yeah, the one thing I love about this move by the USPS is it's like they haven't discovered that Gore-Tex has already been sold for years and years and years if you want to stay weatherproof while you're out on the road.
I'm thinking of those, you know, kind of safari hats some of them wear. And those.
Who has a birthday coming up? Either of you guys? We got birthdays coming up?
You gonna buy something for me? You gonna buy me some USPS approved?
I'll get you a merch.
Some of those knee-high U.S. Postal Service shorts?
Absolutely.
With the dark wing tips? Anyway. Okay, we are gone for, the next 20 hours or so, but then we are back, and don't forget, we got Laura Ingraham coming up next here on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.